我们一起祷告。
Let's all head for prayer。
主啊，我们都在你的面前。我们求求你，借着你圣经的话，对我们说话。
Amen。
主啊，我们仰望你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。如果不是你启示的话，我们不能摸着你话语的字句。但是我们不能进入你话语的里面。所以我们的主，我们同心在这里仰望你。
Amen。
主啊，让我们在你的话语里面能摸着你的字句。也求你用你的话来摸着我。
Amen。
好叫你在我们的身上流出这主。
Amen。
好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能做出去。
Amen。
把一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen。
我们这一次的主题是分明与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service。
在侍奉的方面，我们第一天的早晨就说到侍奉的护照。
And this matter of service, on the first day we mentioned about this, the call to service.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise our God.
因为这个侍奉的呼召是临到每一个蒙救赎的人。
This call to service comes to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个呼召实在是个恩典的呼召。
This call to service is indeed a call of grace.
神呼召我们所有蒙恩得救的人起来侍奉他。
We call all those who receive grace to rise up and serve him.
叫我们起来来侍奉他的旨意。
So that we can serve his purpose.
这是我们第二天早晨在这里稍微交通。
We touch on that on Tuesday, second time.
因为侍奉神是侍奉神的旨意。
Because service is serving God's will.
而他的旨意乃是那最大的旨意。
He has but one will, his will.
那个旨意就是神要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
That will is God wants to prepare a body for his son.
他要把他儿子的丰富要放在这个身体的里面。
He wants to fill the body with the fullness of his son.
并且要借着这个身体能彰显这个元首的荣耀。
And he wants to use the body to express the glory of the head.
所以当我们在这里侍奉神的时候，
And so while we are serving God,
我们是在那里要建造要建立基督的身体。
We are there to build and to build up the body of Christ.
如果我们不是在这里建立基督的身体，
If we are not building up the body of Christ,
我们的侍奉算不得侍奉神。
We are our work, our service cannot be considered our service.
在建立基督身体的上面，
In this matter of building up the body of Christ,
我们必须用我们的灵来侍奉。
We must serve in the spirit.
今天毕竟是生命的流露。
It is a flowing of life.
否则的话，
Otherwise,
这个身体就得不到供应。
Otherwise, this body cannot receive its proper supply.
也没有办法被建造起来。
It cannot be built up.
在侍奉神的事情上，
In this matter of serving God,
我们昨天早晨交通到侍奉的人，
Yesterday we share about the person who serves.
因为在侍奉神的事上，人是重于事。
Because in this matter of serving God, the person, the man, is far more important than things.
如果神这么说合适的人，
If God cannot find that right person,
神宁可不做工，
He will rather not do any work.
如果人不对，
His person is not right,
工作放在这个人手里面，
If he entrusts his work to this person,
这个工作在他的手上就要被破坏。
And this work will be ruined by him.
不但神不能这个事情，
Not only God cannot receive his service,
今天神的国要受到亏损，
And God's kingdom will suffer damage.
但是如果人在神面前是对的，
But if the person is right,
那么神的工作也就是对的，
And God's work will be right.
那些事情是靠神喜悦。
That kind of service is pleasing in God's sight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
就着我们的天量来讲，
According to our natural self,
我们没有一个人是一个对的人。
We are, none of us are, could be really considered as right.
你不要以为说你这些人
Do not think that you are better or more correct than the other person. In God's sight, no one is right. Because we all work according to our natural flesh. Therefore we see the necessity of transformation. But in this matter of serving God, of course we need power. The question we must ask, what kind of power? Oftentimes we're serving God. We assume as long as we can get things done. And we know this will be pleasing in God's sight.
Of course,
in the view of man, we may be able to succeed in certain things.
Christ
on the cross already was judged for us. therefore the great Christ on judgment seat, and he was the same judgment of life and death. We cannot even stand in front of that white throne judgment seat. Christ already on the cross, he was judged on our behalf. We already been delivered from death and unto into life. Praise God. Among God's people, there is a misconception. Assume that we will not have to face any judgment. We don't have to face any judgment. Remember, the Bible tells us, we don't have to face the judgment seat of the great high throne. But all those who believe in the Lord Jesus, but we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. What does it mean to stand before the judgment seat of Christ? It is a family judgment. We are in the family of God. The day will come we all will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All our work will be exposed before him. And 1 Corinthians 3 we are told, on that day fire was here. Everyone's work. Your work is for a wood and stubble. Even though you'll be saved, thanks to the sinning judge, you'll be saved by the fire. Work on this earth is silver, gold, and precious stone. After you testify, you'll reflect light, and you'll receive glory. Brothers and sisters, we know our foundation is a rock. We are all on that rock. But now we are building on that rock. What is our material we're using? Is it the material we use, wood, hay, and stuff? Or is it humanity?
And the hair represents the work of man. And then the stubble, they represent the glory of man. After we believe in the Lord Jesus, our life and our work, if we rely on our natural self, if we do it with our own effort, it's for self-seeking, self-glorification. On that judgment seat of Christ, will be burned up. We know the work of Haywood and stubble. There is not much cost involved. And you can build up in a big pile. And everybody can see. When the fire appears, these are the materials to be burned. Will be totally burned up. Even though we are saved, but merely saved. Praise God. Our work today is gold, silver, and precious stone. According to God's nature, silver is the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus.
宝石是圣灵的工作.
The precious stones are the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果今天我们是随着神的性情来生活基督徒,
we work according to the new nature of God.
我们今天的工作是根据基督的救赎.
If we work according to the redemption, the finished work of the Lord Jesus,
并且是靠着圣灵的能力,
and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
虽然这些的代价是大的,
even though it's costly,
并且你不能把它造得太大,
even though you cannot build a huge thing,
也许没有人注意,
and maybe nobody would notice you.
将来在基督的台前,
right before the judgment seat of Christ,
确实被火试验的时候,
after you have been tested through fire,
越火烧越荣耀,
the more fire is burning, the more glory it shines.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天在人的中间,
among men,
因为所重的是事,
because what their focus is work,
所以他就不管能力的来源,
so they do not to care about the source of their power.
这个能力从哪里来的, 而不必去管它,
so the power is not important to them.
只要把事情做成就行了,
as long as you get things done.
但是在属灵的事上,
but in spiritual service,
却不是这样的,
it's not so.
因为神所重的不是事,
because God's emphasis is not work.
神所重的是人,
God's emphasis is the person. God's emphasis is his own will.
而他的工作是必须有属灵的价值,
his work must have spiritual value,
必须是存到永永远远的,
his work must last forever.
所以我们看见在属灵的事情上,
so we see in this matter of spiritual service,
能力的来源是一个很大的问题,
the source of your power is a big question.
今天在侍奉神的人中间,
among those who serve God,
我们看见我们往往不问侍奉的能力的来源,
we often will not ask where the power source is,
因为我们所重的是那些事情,
because our emphasis, our focus is on work.
但是神所注意的,
but God put his emphasis,
他要问你说不错你在哪里有能力,
God said, yes, you do have power.
但是这个能力是从哪里来的?
Where does you get your power?
是哪一种的能力?
What kind of power do you have?
如果能力的来源不对,
if the origin of the power is not correct,
而如果能力的性质不对,
and if the nature of this power is not correct,
虽然是能力,
even though it's power,
但是在神面前,
but in God's sight, 神说这些东西都要被火烧掉, God said, all this kind of work will be burned up.
所以我们弟兄,
brothers and sisters, when we learn to serve, we must ask ourselves this question. Here I'm serving.
这个能力从哪里来?
What's the source of my power?
是什么种的能力?
What kind of power do I possess?
我们过去也提到摩西的事情,
we mentioned about Moses in the past,
因为圣经告诉我们说,
because the Bible tells us,
摩西是神的仆人,
Moses was God's servant,
他在神的全家庭中,
he was faithful in God's house.
在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament,
摩西是神的仆人一个代表,
God was, Moses was a representative of God's servant.
所以我们要再提到他,
so we'll mention Moses again.
我们已经说过了摩西他心中起意,
we know Moses is determined in his own heart,
他要去看望他的弟兄,
he wants to go and visit his brethren,
他的心意乃是要侍奉神,
his desire was to serve God,
这个心意也是从神那里来的,
and this motive was indeed from God,
因为神的旨意在摩西的身上,
because God had will for Moses,
就是要用他来拯救以色列的百姓,
and that will was to use Moses to deliver his people.
但是当他出去探望弟兄的时候,
so he went out visiting his brother,
他用了一个错的能力,
but he used a wrong power.
他用他的口才, 用他的能力,
he used his own eloquence and he used his own power.
他以为说他借着这些天然所有的能力是很神,
he assumed that he can use his natural power to serve God.
And God allowed him to fail. Praise God. For instance, if we fail, we should thank God for it. Because through our failing, God can bring us to His true power. So after 40 years in the world, his natural strength was totally exhausted. And he was at the age of 80. In his own estimation, he was at the end of himself. And then God called him. God wants to send him back to Egypt
to deliver the Israelites.
God said, I'll be with you.
God gave him power.
He said, I am not eloquent. Who am I? How can I go and say Pharaoh? I cannot do this. God said, but I'll go with you. I'll give you strength. We often say,
the symbol of Moses' power
is a staff in his hand. And he used the staff of God, he did many miracles. This staff is indeed powerful.
But
you read it carefully. It shows this staff represents power. And Deuteronomy 11 we're told. At that time there were many people among God's people. And there were mixed multitudes there. Because when they came out of Egypt,
there was a group that non-Jew, and so they witnessed the power of God,
therefore they followed them out.
These people in the wilderness,
they ate manna every day,
and they were tired of manna,
and so they murmured.
They want to eat meat.
And he said the man is too common.
And
because they have this wrong appetite. And they influence the whole camp. One tribe, one family, one family.
Sit in front of the tent, they will cry.
We want to eat meat, we want to eat meat.
And they ask Moses to give them meat to eat.
After they had done this, God was angry, in anger.
And Moses was caught in the middle.
The Israelites pleaded for meat. And God was in anger. And Moses was caught in the middle, he was very helpless. And he said to God, why do you entrust this people unto me? I'm the mother who nursed a babe. I cannot do it. You better let me die. I will not have to hear all this murmuring. I cannot take it. God said, what does God answer? God said, yes. I'll give them meat.
Then you can bear this responsibility. You call the seven elders of the Israelites. You ask them to come before the king. I'll give the spirit that's in you distributed among the 70. God used the spirit that was given to Moses.
把它分给七十个人。
He distributed still among the seven.
叫七十个人与摩西一同来带领百姓。
And so the 70s, along with Moses, they can lead the Israelites.
究竟这个圣灵的能力有没有加增呢？
Now, as far as the power of spirit, is there an increase there?
没有加增。
No increase.
不过把给摩西的圣灵分给七十个人。
The spirit that was on Moses now is distributed among the 70.
放在摩西这里就神的灵在他的身上。
Before totally Moses alone possessed that spirit.
这个灵叫他够能带领百姓。
This spirit enables Moses to be able to lead the Israelites.
但是因为他自己在那里好像失去了。
Because he was discouraged.
所以神说好。
God said, okay.
我不加增我的灵。
I was notincrease.
我的灵
I will not increase my spirit.
因为我给你灵已经够了。
Because the spirit I've given to you is sufficient.
我就把我给你的灵分给七十个人。
So I use the spirit I gave you distributed among the 70.
叫他们与你一同来服侍。
So they can all serve together with you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
摩西侍奉神的能力
The power of Moses.Service.
乃是圣灵的能力。
It is the service, the power of the Spirit.
从前他是靠着自己的能力。
Before he was relying on himself.
但是现在他自己的能力没有了。
Now his natural strength exhausted.
他就靠着圣灵的能力来带领以色列的。
Now he relied on the power of the Spirit to lead the Israelites.
我们这里看祭司的事情
and we look at the ministry or service of the priest.
我们知道所有会幕和会幕的一切的东西。
We know all the tabernacle and all the finishing in the tabernacle.
我们都要照着山上的样式来建造。
It all has to be built and constructed according to the pattern on the mountain.
把这个帐篷建造好了。
After the tabernacle was built,
把帐篷里面一件一件的家具都已经造好。
And all the furnishings were prepared and brought into the tent.
但是呢
But
虽然帐幕是有了
Even though we have the tabernacle
虽然里面那些的家具都有了
We also have the furniture inside the tent
但是这整个的帐幕是无尽无声的
But the whole thing was in complete silence
没有一些活动
And there's no light in it
一直等到
It was until
把所有在末上末和里头每一点的东西
Until the tent and the furnishing was sprinkled with oil
Anointed
with oil
把这个所有啊把它末在每一点东西上
Until the whole tabernacle all the furnishings were anointed with oil
然后呢把这个圣膏油啊浇在亚伦的头上
Then use the holy oil to anoint Aaron's head
亚伦已经穿上了祭司的礼服了
Aaron already put on the priestly garment
但是他不能自费
But he could not serve
他要等到膏油浇在他的头上
He had to wait until the anointing was upon him
然后用膏油穿着鞋
And then the anointing and with blood
穿在亚伦和他儿子的衣服上
And sprinkle on Aaron and his son
这样你就看见他们开始侍奉
Then they can begin to serve
帐幕整个的帐幕就活动起来
And then the whole tabernacle is comes alive
一切的家具都发生功用了
And all the furnishings be able to function
祭司就进到帐幕的里面
The priest would enter into the temple
他就在祭坛上献祭
And there all he offered sacrifices
他在洗足盆洗手洗脚
Wash himself in the basin
他到圣所里去点灯
He went into the holy place to light up the candles
他在金灯金这个橙色饼的桌子上放这个橙色的饼
And on the showbread table he put the showbread there
他就点香在金香盘上点香
And he lighted the oil incense
然后大祭司一年一次进到那个这个帐幕的后面至圣所来做罪
And then the high priest will enter into the holy holies to make atonement for the nation
在幔子的背后
within the veil
他为以色列人做罪
within the veil he pre-atonement for God
你看见整个的帐幕
you see the whole tabernacle,
整个的祭司的制度,
the whole priesthood,
马上就活起来了,
become alive.
但是真正有智慧,
and there is ministry.
这个是根据那个膏油的涂抹,
this is based on the anointing oil.
如果没有膏油的涂抹,
if there's no anointing of oil,
为了上落,
even though there is a tent of tabernacle,
里头的器具,
and all the furnishings,
虽然有祭司,
even though there's priesthood,
有亚伦和他的儿子,
there was Aaron and his son,
但是我们看见没有智慧,
but there is no service.
一直等到高油到了,
until anointing come upon them,
然后一起都活出来,
then everything came alive.